yo, what's happening? No rap cap.
No rap cap.
No rap cap. It's time for no cap again. My good Lane Violation listeners, thank y'all for tuning again to Lane Violation. It's the holiday time.
It's the most wonderful time.
Come on, Louis.
Of the year.
Come on, sing that, Joe.
No, I can't do it.
Do it in French.
Oui, oui, oui. Oh, God. Oui, 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 oui. My croissant.
Well, as you can tell, this is a great start. It's another Hang Loose Pod. It's Hang Loose Pod time. What's up? It's on a Monday. We got things to do tomorrow. That doesn't mean y'all not important, but we got priorities. Hey, Greg, what we doing today, Blood?
Today we are bringing in an interesting topic. We're going to be talking about what would happen with us if we found a magic lamp and a genie offered us three wishes. Context, you don't have the ability to wish for more wishes. But first, before we hop into that,
yeah, come on now.
I would just like to say we have a special guest this episode. My lovely girlfriend, Ashley Robertson, is with us.
Ooh!
What's going on?
Getting the brownie points now.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm going to go ahead and make a hot take of the morning. You know, this just shows, you know.
Oh, don't say it. I'm going to say some dumb. Gretel, I love you.
She's going to kill me.
It's not your fault.
She's going to kill me.
I get it. That doesn't mean that you're not as good.
The dedication and support, Greg. Wow. Beautiful.
It's nice to have such a steady rock in my relationship. I feel
no,
it's pretty
wait,
solid.
No, that's not the nice.
Shut
up. No, that's not what you said.
It's okay.
No, but for real. Hi, Gretel. I'm really sad I couldn't meet her.
She's sad too. Yeah, Dre, you better watch your back.
I didn't do anything. That was Greg.
You started it.
Greg,
no, Greg is already on my hit list.
I didn't do anything.
I feel Greg, like Dre opened the door, though.
The stairs,
so I just kind of went through.
The stairs might be slippery on your way home.
That's fair.
Just saying. Anyways, the genie out of the bottle.
I got some for you all. A little special sound. A little magic. You'll like it later.
It's a magic show. So what are we? Okay, so how are we doing this? Do we go one wish per person? Going around the table?
Yeah, and I then think just, that works.
Okay. So, Ashley, since you're the guest of honor here, what would be... So, you're just rubbing that lamp. Homeboy comes out, and he goes, hey, what do you want to wish for?
Hold up. What's the genie's name, though?
Alibaba.
Okay, Alibaba.
No. Sounds good?
So, Alibaba.
Alibaba's coming up to you. Hey, Ashley. Longtime listener. Big fan. Yeah, we know genie on this pod, by the way. No big deal. What's the first wish?
See, that's tricky, though. Like, is this a genie that does literal wishes?
Oh, damn.
Like, how are we doing this real
we
quick?
We can't invite smart people to the show again. I'm just saying.
No, to be fair, this was my idea.
Okay,
like, Greg suggested it, but this was my idea.
So, whoa, don't let the listeners know that.
So, no. What do you mean by literal, like... Give
okay,
me an example.
So I'm wishing for pigs in blankets. Do I get little weenies wrapped in pastry, or am I getting an actual pig
so
covered
easy,
in a blanket?
So easy, like a sassy genie. Okay.
Yeah, is he like a sassy literal
I'll kill
genie?
A sassy genie.
Alibaba, it doesn't sound like a sassy genie. It sounds to me like he wants to hook you up. Okay. So, but let's be so.
So basically, this isn't like the genie that was in Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, it's not Norm the genie from Fairly Odd Parents.
That guy.
We're not doing that.
No.
Honestly, probably money. Like tax-free, legal money straight to my bank account.
You
how much?
Dirty bread?
No, I don't want dirty bread.
How much of it, though?
I don't want to be, like, too greedy. Like, solid, like...
Only $1 billion.
No, like, half a billion.
$500 million.
Yeah. It's a solid number. Like, I don't have to work, but I'm not, like...
So tax-free, too. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's something
you, that's something you have to consider, you know?
True. Greg, what do you got? Try to top $500 million. Keep in mind that you guys are together in this hypothetical scenario still. So if she's getting the money, you can like...
That's true. I get a little bit of...
You guys can do a double tap.
We kind of work off each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Then I'll be boring for this first wish, and then I'll have better ones later is what I'm going to do.
As long as you don't steal one of ours.
I'll hopefully
we're swinging then.
You probably will.
I'll probably... This, if you didn't know, I usually steal from Dre without communicating to
him. I know. I've
him.
Listened to every podcast. I know this.
That's right. That's right, Ashley. You tell him.
Dedicated listener. All right, well, if you're going to get all the money, I would say that I would probably just erase our student loan debts completely. So that we don't have to even worry about that. So you it's a wasteful wish.
She already got $500 million.
That's you like, won't have to use any of that $500 million for
but
debts.
You should just say like all debt. Like don't even go in student loan, just like all debt.
Ever.
we can never be in debt.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Still a waste of a wish.
All right. Well, okay, Louis, go ahead.
No,
what do you
Andre, I want to hear Andre's first. Okay. Andre's gonna take us to a new path.
Oh, you know I am. So as most people know, or are becoming to know, or starting to know, and need to know, R&B is the crux of my life.
Absolutely.
It makes me happy. It makes me sad. And for some reason, R&B gives me this feeling that makes me feel as if I'm spiraling out of control emotionally, but at the same time, have extreme stability. It's so nuts. Makes me fall in love with a woman I've never met. So if I could live life in an R&B music video, that'd be nuts.
Yeah, right. Which music video?
It doesn't matter. Like
it does matter.
No, it doesn't. Like
it does.
If my life was just an R&B music video, like of course I came with a velvety like singing voice with, like that would.
You already have it, right? Come on now.
Yeah. So like, but everything would happen like that. Like because my mind is already misconstrued as far as my love life, just because. Growing up, my dad pumped so much R&B into me, and then my mom. Like made me watch so many rom-coms that now I'm just mentally and emotionally screwed with how I think relationships work. Yeah, basically. Well, so if I could just transfer an R&B music video into my everyday life.
So wait, hold on, because you said I want to be a part of an R&B music video. So no, you want your life. You want your life to be an
to
R&B.
Be a continuous. Well,
and you're the one who's singing, or like, are you like in the like someone singing. Is singing and it's you like in the background doing like your life.
Everybody's singing.
Is it the same? Is it like the same song, just like for the entirety? It changes.
It's basically like
it's like an album.
Think about it as like an R&B musical throughout life. If people could break out into
it's a song and dance at any time.
But what if the singers want to split up?
I mean,
because like they get more money from another record label.
I don't have a group. What you now? You're inserting.
You said everybody's singing.
There's no record label.
What if someone has more talent than another?
You're inserting empty fallacies. Like that's not correct. So
okay.
How about you move forward?
Okay, no, wait. I have a question. Is this something you can control, or do you just, like, jump into song and dance, like, randomly?
It's based on how I'm feeling each day. So if I wake up, But it's like any musical you've ever seen.
Okay.
Where, like, they randomly break out, right. And then it returns
to
regular life.
So you're going to be very reflective, like, looking in the mirror, and then it's just going to build up, and then everything's going to build, singing. And you're going to be like,
oh. Yeah. Like, me and you, maybe our most solid conversation today. It's just a duet. We break out and we just sing, but an R&B, like an R&B genre type. None of that like happy
are there
musical
are there
pop,
any
crap.
Pauses? Are there any pauses for regular dialogue, or is it all singing? Like
if,
everything.
If you sing
any
musical, it's like pauses.
Okay, so it's an R&B musical, not a music video.
Yeah, but it's in a music video style.
Okay, you're
the
kind of onto something. I don't think there's ever been an R&B musical done ever.
Oh yeah, you're
you
right.
Could be the first director.
That'd
of an
be
R&B
awesome.
Music. Just saying.
Your turn, Louis.
So my wishes are kind of like all in one area.
You have two more wishes, but
go
ahead.
I know. My first wish is to speak every single language in the world.
That's solid. That's a good one.
Like that I can talk massive shit on literally every single country and continent ever.
Okay, so can you comprehend it, or you can only speak it to other people? Like, if they talk to you, can
could
you
that
have a conversation?
Be one? So, well, okay, here's the thing. Because if I say I wish to become fluent in every language in the world, that means that I would be able to understand and speak it.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be my wish, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, could you imagine the trash talking on every single pickup basketball game I would go to? I would be the master of all trash talking ever. So and also, I'd be able to help people, like, occasionally on the side.
So you'd be, like, a combination of, like, Reggie Miller and Draymond Green, but you could speak every language.
Could you imagine how lethal that would be?
Imagine if you can break out in an R&B song.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh, that's too easy right there.
Man, can you imagine, like, catching all the people just talking shit on you in other languages,
that would
like,
be bad.
All the time?
You're walking by, and then this old, like, I don't know, old, like, Latina lady just, like, stalking, like, yeah, this guy looks like massive shit right now. This guy looks really ugly. I don't like his sweater. And then me just turning around and, listen to me, lady, in Spanish, remind you. Listen to me, lady. You're not trying to do this right now. Or else I'm going to turn this fight into an R&B fight.
An R&B fight.
It's over.
That's my guy.
You don't know this, he Greg. Gets it. By the way, there's nothing wrong against Latina. I just looked at Greg and I was like, I got to say something about that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Latina would, no, she would never say something like that to me. The old Latina lady. Because they like fashion. Right?
They do like fashion. I don't know what fashion you were in this scenario.
My incredible European style fashion. Come on now. It's like a long trench coat. Nice little fabric. Got it on sales at Macy's.
Nice.
All right.
Now. Ashley.
Time for Magic Wish number 2.
Killed it.
So, get some. Okay. Let's God, go. Jesus. Sorry. Just calm down for a second.
I carried away here.
See, I actually also wanted to do the language thing, but I'm going to take that a step further and say I want to speak to animals, too.
So they do that. They do that as a couple, stealing people's ideas.
Basically.
That is unbelievable.
You stole my idea.
That is just debatable.
Are you
Ashley, debatable. Okay, so animals. Is it every animal possible? Or is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want
wow.
I just want to know what animals are thinking. Like,
what if
the
they
time.
Talk crap about you?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
I gotta
sure
know.
Greg's cat Max just constantly talks trash about
oh,
you.
All the time.
Oh, Max
all
talks trash about everyone.
I'm coming after him.
Well, he's a fat
for,
piece
for
of lard.
For listeners of the pod, my cat Max and Dre have a feud going on.
It's a beef at this point.
It's gonna come to blows soon.
He knifed me with his claw the other day, too. I didn't appreciate it.
Okay, that's partially Greg's fault because he hasn't gotten his nails
that
cut in a
Greg's
while.
Fault.
I mean,
so...
Ashley, if you've been a long-time listener, it's always Greg's fault. Come on now.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, so every animal possible. I like it.
Yes.
What would you say? What was the first thing you would say to an animal?
I just, like, talk to my pets. Like, I have two dogs at home, so I'd want to, like, see how they're feeling, if they actually love me, if they just, like, tolerate me, you know
so,
what
like,
I mean?
What if they, like, are really, like, terrible animals, not people? Like, what if they're, like, terrible and, like, they don't bang with you at all? Like, what's your next step?
I mean, I wouldn't, like, say I'd give them away, but I'd want them to be happy. So I'd, like, talk to them, be like, all right, well, how can we fix this? This gate is open now.
Very
we can
diplomatic
communicate.
Approach to the situation.
Like, do you have a particular friend of mine you like? Or they'd go straight to Greg. Like, when Greg's in my house, my dogs treat me like chop liver.
Yikes. It's not what you want.
It's his fault.
I've been saying it the whole time.
I think
10 weeks
knows
and
at
now.
This point. I think he enjoys it.
Do you? Like, you just threw the gang signs now?
Wow, great. This is a family environment.
We're a family-friendly show.
Even though Louis dropped 2 S-bombs.
Yeah, you know.
Already.
I got excited.
It's 10:30 in the morning.
You know.
No, it's 10:56.
Get it together.
I guess I'm wrong now.
That's a Medilla F, actually.
What would you say? What would be the first thing you said to an animal?
Besides my pets?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. I guess it depends on, like, what animal I see first. I would go to a pigeon. And I'd be like, all right, do you work for the government?
He's going to talk to you in, like, robo-talk.
Yeah, it's like, I do
robo-talk.
Not.
I will destroy you. Like,
leave the premises.
Like, every time I see a pigeon, I just want to choke it.
We were going on the train yesterday, and there were, like, 4 pigeons, like, standing around, right? Sorry.
That's good. That's good, though.
And we were standing around, and one of them looked at me, and I was like, I see you. I know who you work for. And I kid you not, the pigeon just turned around and walked away.
Andre's been saying it.
Look, man, it's y'all want to believe me. I'm just saying, tread lightly around pigeons. Y'all think this is a game. Y'all really think this is a game.
I've seriously heard this conspiracy theory before, though. Like, I'm not lying.
It's real.
I know. The government's
everywhere. You ready to get some, Greg?
Yeah, I think so.
Hold up.
Sound effect coming.
Oh. I don't know what just happened. Some random music came on. I think it was an ad. You just go ahead and do what you do. I'll just stop.
Second wish.
All right. I'm good. I'm clear. All right. So this isn't stealing your idea, Dre.
All right. My God.
All righty. You already know.
But I would love to live in the universe of Space Jam. 100%.
Like for life? That is your life?
I want to be able to come in and out of that universe of Space Jam.
I'm not going with you.
That's fine. You don't have to come with me.
Can I come?
You can come with me.
Nice. Can I visit?
Yes. Okay, so in this wish, I guess it would be I have the ability to go to and from the universe of Space Jam, and I can take anyone I need to with me.
Would you, like, okay, when you say the universe, would you, like, be a part of the Monsters? Would you be part of...
I'd join the Monstars.
Come on now.
If I get the ability, like, if I get the ability of the Monstars to, like, take the town of people... Okay, so wait, let me just jump in.
What if he rolls it and he's one of the Monstars, but it's just regular Greg? Just posting up.
As long as, like, we can replace Michael Jordan with, like, Kevin Durant and I constantly get to beat the brakes off of Kevin Durant, I'll do that. I'll be the Monstars.
I love Kevin Durant.
Welcome to the club by yourself. Greg, you may continue.
I'm just thinking, like, okay, so if I was on the Monstars, the fun conversation, if you were on the Monstars, if you had the ability to steal one person's talent.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm just kidding.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yes. I just did that on purpose. But I speak Greek now, so I'm good.
I'll probably steal the abilities of my player in 2012. Stu was savage.
That guy was a baller.
He could do everything.
Who would you steal?
An actual NBA player.
You didn't specify.
It's true. You didn't specify.
I specified now. Would it be Lance Stevenson?
No. I do.
Did you see
Lance
that
Stevenson,
dunk
though.
He tried to put?
I love that guy.
It was dirty.
I'd probably go.
Because I feel like LeBron's too boring of an answer. I don't want to.
Yeah,
go
like
LeBron.
That's too generic. That's too vanilla.
I'd like to go. I'd like to be Russell Westbrook for a day.
I was about to say that. That'd be nuts.
You don't. You would hate the rim,
bro,
and just destroy it for practice.
I feel like I, you know, actually, Lance Stevenson is a comp for me. but if I could be one NBA player, it would definitely be Russell Westbrook. His anger,
unmatched. His drive. But I don't think he listens to R&B though.
I can guarantee you he does.
No, he would not be that angry if he listened
that
to R&B.
That is not true.
That is so true.
No, it's not. See, you're not a real R&B listener if you knew that. I work out to R&B. You know why? Let me explain this. Greg, I'm sorry. This is a tangent. What R&B does to me, I don't necessarily get sad.
I never said you got sad.
I get sad, and that sad turns into a rage. It turns into an anger. So now when I'm lifting, my pump goes through the roof by two instead of listening to regular rap bangers. Because now with the R&B, I'm literally tapping into emotions of the past, which then is kicking my testosterone levels through the roof because I'm either pissed off or I feel regretful in some sense.
So don't you ever make a hot take like that against him. Russell doesn't listen. You don't know what Russell listened to.
You don't know either.
Talking like Russell Westbrook is your best friend.
I know him personally.
Good. He feels it in his heart.
Probably. It's probably on 2K. He's been spending too much time with him hanging out.
I've actually never played Russell Westbrook on 2K.
Exactly. So you don't know nothing about nothing.
Actually, that's not true.
See?
Like, in 2K17, I did have a joint with the Thunder. I only went 12 years deep, though, instead of 40.
Greg.
I think I want to be Kawhi. I think I go Kawhi.
That's a Greg answer. It's
that's
solid.
Such a Greg
it's
answer.
A fundamental answer.
Why?
Solid on defense. Doesn't do any extra thing.
Doesn't do extra.
You could
things.
Be. You could be, like, anyone.
He says that guy. I mean, he's very good.
It's like imagine me saying, "Oh yeah, I'd like to be like I don't know
Tim Duncan,
Shane
I'd love
Battier,
to be Shaq." Then
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Here we go.
Okay. Sure, I'll be
Greg,
Shaq.
If we asked you, like, "Oh, you could have any gun," you'd probably be like, "You know, just give me the Glock 9." You know, it gets everything done the way you want it to.
Well, like, Andre and I, give me the bazooka. Like,
dude,
come on now.
Give me the commando from Black Ops 1.
Don't settle, Greg.
Yeah.
That's the point. Come on.
I mean, if we're going to talk about, like, Call of Duty and, like, Modern Warfare weapons, like,
oh,
I'll
boy.
Start.
No.
Like, I can pull
okay.
out some things. No. But no, we're not. All right. That was mine.
It just
mine.
Took a turn.
Okay, Dre.
It's a good wish, though.
Dre,
I like
go,
it.
Go ahead. Your
okay,
second.
I'm going to have time to think. Okay.
You had all that
he
time
always
to talk
does
about
that.
R&B. He's like, I got to come back to me. I got to get back
go
to
on
you.
Okay. This one is actually for one of my pet peeves, and it's a little bit different. I would probably wish that everybody in this world would have some type of compassion or some level of being considerate. Because, like, what I've noticed as versus how I was raised versus how a lot of people were raised, a lot of people are just extremely inconsiderate and compassionate about everything. And, like, don't think they are. So I would just wish that everybody in this world would be a little bit more self-aware and considerate. That's it. That's a wish. Because it would solve a lot of things.
It would.
It would solve a lot of things.
You know what I hate? One of my biggest pet peeves is I talked to Andre and Greg about it. I walk down the street, and I'm always the guy who's, like, moving the shoulder.
Me too.
So people can go, right? Because if you're listening, you've definitely done this in your life. You're walking, and there's not enough room for you guys to, like, for the person coming across the street from you, and you walking, there's not enough space for you guys to both come in with squared shoulders. So one person has to give, and one person has to take. And I'm always the person to give. Just move to the side with a shoulder, little rotation, little 90 degrees, and it is never a thank you.
Especially, like, this is what really gets me in that situation, Louis, is, like, when it's, like, a group of friends, and y'all have the whole sidewalk, bruh. How about one slows up and staggers your position so I can
be
walk?
Be a real, like, friend.
Or what pisses me off even more is if I'm jogging.
Oh, and you still have
and
to
you're
do
walking,
that?
And I still have to? No. I'm going to start going right through the middle
that's
of
what I said.
Chest.
That's what I told Greg and Dre. One day, I'm not going to be in the mood for giving. Now I'm just going to square up on an old lady. Maybe that Latina lady would talk crap about my sweater.
What is this? She had it coming. Good riddance.
She knew. And someone's going to take the fault, and it's going to be a strong shoulder bump.
Like a John Cena, like, shoulder block, like, off the ropes type
thing.
Yeah,
she won't be able to see me.
That's my guy. I like how you fit that in there.
You're right.
That was solid. Greg, take notes. You see how I did that? It was nice and subtle.
But that's a good wish, though. I mean, like, it would solve a lot of problems. Yeah. And what I like about yours is you didn't say, like, I wish everyone was raised the same way I was, because that would, like, we all would be just clones. So I think if everyone got some compassion, which wouldn't be necessarily the same exact, you know, aspect of life that we're compassionate about, or the same way that we're not, you know, as grateful or whatnot, it would solve a lot of problems. Maybe I wouldn't square up on a little lady on the street because of shoulder issues.
Like, how many times do like, all three of us, like, hold the door for one another, and, like, the person's holding the, like, the last person to try to go through the door, and the person holding the door is like, no, you go. No, you go.
We have fights about those.
Yeah, we do.
I get that a lot, actually, because, like, I hold the door for anyone, and there are just some, like, guys that are just like, no, you have to go through. I'm like, why?
It's a rule.
No, I'm holding the door for you. You go through.
Nice.
I'd wish to be able to teleport anywhere. All the time.
Oh, what? So your invisibility thing is out the window now.
When are we talking about superpowers? It's a wish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Teleporting isn't a superpower.
It's a wish.
Thing you do, Greg. You know, this is this is about to turn to an interview.
I'm about to flip the table.
You're just trying to sour things.
I'm happy.
Constantly.
We're happy. We have good ideas.
Wow.
We want people to be compassionate in the world.
I always got
to be able to teleport.
I gotta bring you back to a perspective.
You know,
right?
Why don't
That's
you stay in Space Jam and be your Kawhi Leonard self?
What is wrong with you?
I got my own ability to, like, stretch my arms out really far and put it in
the
basket.
Hater. You know who else does that? I don't know who else does that.
Giannis.
I'll get back. Yeah, Giannis. I'll just put up a Kupo.
Man, you stole my wish again. I'm really mad about it.
All right. Like, actually not. First, I had beef with Greg. Now his girlfriend. This is going to go down. But teleportation would be sick, though. Like, I could go to France, see my little nephew, hang out with him for a day, come back.
Then you hear over here that the old Latina lady's talking cash.
Oh! Boom,
now you trans.
Where's she at? I'm coming.
You pull up right up on her.
I'm coming. I'm going to wear my sweater, too.
Okay, is there any, like, I guess there wouldn't because it's a wish, but are there any limitations? Like, do you have to have been there to teleport to that place, or is just
I like that question. That's a very good question. So I would have had to be there. Because I still like to, you know, like, I wouldn't be the guy who does everything, like, the way he wants to. So if I wanted to actually travel and visit a new country, I would do it the regular way. Mm-hmm. It's just for places that I've already been, I would like to be able to teleport like that. I don't have to pay for the fare every time. Or it could be quick. You know, I could go to France for a day. Mm-hmm. You know, eat dinner with my brother, you know, and come back. That'd be super nice. Mm-hmm. That's the main, like, reason I would do it. Or go to Michigan to see my host family just for, you know, 2 hours to eat, you know, something with them. Mm-hmm. I said eating something every time I'm teleporting. That doesn't tell you something about me. I don't know. Ashley, what is your new wish?
Your final wish.
No, I'm keeping the same wish. Except
like
mine's got to be different.
Okay.
Where I can teleport to anywhere that I've seen.
So basically, her ability is better than yours. Her wish.
I'm more of a regular folk than her.
Sorry, peasant.
I guess you have to get good.
Oh.
But yeah, no, like, imagine it. Like, I want to try a restaurant in, like, some country I've never been. Google image. Oh, I've seen it. Cool. I can go there now.
But what if it's an old Google image? and the place is now
you teleport to the
and
idea.
The place is now a brothel. So what do you do? So
and like, I teleport back.
So like, are you teleporting in, like into present time of that place?
Yeah.
Or like, okay, so like, you know how we constantly talk about Verdun, bruh? Where she's like looking at a picture of Verdun. It's like, I want to go there. And it's like war torn, or like in the
That'd
middle of war, in the middle of the war.
Can I rephrase my wish?
No.
I would like to teleport in time and in space.
That's called time travel.
Oh, no. No, it's teleporting in time for me. I'm coming. I'm saving France single-handedly because I know who's going to mess it up. So I'm going to teleport the day before that.
You might as well just teleport to Hitler and just snap his neck, like get right behind
no.
him.
No. Because Hitler, it's not my problem. It's the guy who gave up on his own country and who became a collaborator with Hitler that I have a problem with. We give up Paris, for Christ's sake.
Not your boy.
You know
bro.
How much we love Paris? And now I'm getting...
He didn't even get I'm charged.
He
didn't even get... The come on now! Even charge him.
So I'll go here and be like, hey, how you doing, sir? Nice meeting.
Done for.
Good day. And that was without sound effect.
That's just my natural talent. Mouth talent.
Anyways, actually, I'm sorry. I stole from
you. No, you're fine. But yeah, I don't need time travel. I just want present day. I'm going somewhere. I'm back. Done.
So I feel like you would do it mainly for restaurants. Would you do it for any other reasons?
I mean, yeah, I live in New Jersey. I'd like to see Greg more often.
Oh,
so.
That's nice.
Damn.
That's nice.
Brownie points right here.
Hey, peep this though. Are you using it for bad? Like, would you teleport to those restaurants, eat the meal? Bro, that would take dining dashing to the whole next level.
Take out.
Bloop, gone.
No. I'd be respectful. I'd, like, pay for whatever I got. But I would prank my friends, you know what I mean? Like, just fucking, like, pull their, like, pants down real quick and then teleport out. Oh, like, pranks man. Like that.
Here's a question for you guys, for everyone. So Ashley says she could teleport anywhere that she's seen, right? Would you teleport into Red Dead?
Does that count?
You've seen it.
Are we talking only physical, like, reality, or are we talking about fictional worlds also?
You know what? I would say fictional worlds also. I don't know if I'd go to Red Dead, but I go to other places, so.
I'm going to shake Arthur's hand.
I would definitely shake. I'm giving Arthur a hug, and I'm taking
And I'm killing Micah right there. Sorry, for the people who don't listen. We've been addicted to this game called Red Dead Redemption. For those of you who don't know, Google it.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Did I say I was not addicted to the first one?
No, but I was just saying.
Yeah. 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 Alternate facts right there. So this game, we all used to play it when we were, I mean, it was high school, middle school, the first time.
The first one came out of high school.
And we're like reliving a childhood dream right now because they just came out with a second edition of it. And so we've just been playing it forever. So that's what we're talking about right now.
For me to teleport into Michael's body, teleport out, and he explodes from inside out. Is that
I don't think that's how. No.
Greg, just shut up.
Why do you have to limit him on his dreams?
Well, it depends on how your teleportation power works. Because mine works different than Louis, so yours
works. You have to wish for it. Yeah, you do have to wish for it.
Yeah, you do have to wish for it, though.
I will not wish for that.
All right, that's your problem.
That being said, it could happen if you wish for it.
Where would you teleport, like, fictionally speaking?
Fictionally speaking, there's like a lot of really good movies that I've just like fallen in love with. You know what I mean? I'd really go to like Halloween Town and Nightmare Before Christmas. That shit's kind of tight. Like,
would you
like Spiral Hill and shit?
Would you maintain your form as a human, or like would you become?
I would
like,
love to become like a cartoon. You know what I mean? Like the stop motion animation, like clay figure. That'd be so cool.
I'm definitely teleporting to Boondocks.
You have to wish for it. That grandpa deserves a dap. Yeah, for
or
sure.
Or Family Guy. That'd be hilarious. Can you imagine me as a Family Guy character? Awesome.
That would make the show better, for sure.
Yeah. Or worse.
Better. Okay. Greg.
All right, so...
Last and
this
final
better
wish.
Be good, Greg.
Yeah, don't mess it up. If you go Kawhi Leonard again...
I think this is going to be on par for what you guys expect of me, so it's probably not going to be as good as you. But I think that for my last wish, you know, everyone needs a little bit more humor in their life, a little bit more positivity in their life.
Okay.
So I think for my last wish, I'd like to have the ability to know the exact perfect punchline and delivery in any specific situation that I need to to get the most laughs.
You would become the most – that is the best wish so far.
Greg.
You win.
Absolutely not.
Are you kidding me, Ashley? You would laugh your butt off.
Moment of silence for Greg.
He would kill me.
Great job. Crowd is roaring.
Would it be like a job interview? Like, you know you're doing well, but that will put you over the hump? Would it be a funeral?
Oh, gosh.
Would it be a wedding?
Like, let me tell you about
the beautiful life of
Alibaba.
Of John Alibaba. He, you know, he was just a great guy. Da yada yada, punchline, bang. Funeral, the whole funeral crowd just explodes.
Oh, yeah. You become the head of the party.
They totally forget about him.
Exactly.
They come back the next week, dude, you got to meet this guy. Become a trending topic on Twitter.
He starts getting invited to more funerals just for
you become
that.
The funeral guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, but not just the funeral guy, but your punchline at the funeral is that's what she said jokes. It's just like landing.
Oh, my gosh.
He once told me that, you know, he said, Andre, you're killing me. I looked at him as he was dying in his deathbed. That's what she said. The funeral just goes off. Oh, yeah, great.
Now, I'm just going to clarify. Like, I have the ability to, like, decide when to use this. This isn't something where, like, people are going to start to mistake me for just the funny guy and never take me seriously. Because that could turn into something else. That could be bad.
You become the president of the United States. Sir, what do we do? Punchline.
That, sir, jeez.
You've just killed 17 billion people. Whoops.
We have an E. coli epidemic on our hands, President. What should we do? Clean up the streets. Bang.
There's a guy following him with a drum.
Yeah.
Trey, what's your last win?
No, you didn't say what you would use it for.
Yeah, what would you
use
it
for?
When would you use it?
For the first place. Oh, my gosh.
We would kill this thing.
Oh, man.
I think selfishly for the first time I'd use it, it would probably be during like a networking conference or something to get into everyone's like good graces first.
I'd still do that at a funeral.
It's like, Greg, why do you think you should own the NBA?
What did your mom say you should own those pants?
Oh! Oh my God! Sign him! Somebody sign him!
It's a good wish.
You can go right up the ladder.
That's proven too that we love this one because we just took it this much further.
You know, Greg, I didn't expect that out of you. That was good.
That's good.
Solid. You're getting
better.
You're
promoted from door handler to mic cleaner.
Nice. Oh, excellent.
Hey, that's a beautiful job. Don't, you know, for years.
Don't disrespect the little people.
Yeah. For years, men have been high ranking men have been kept clean and solid because of old shoe polishers. Got in there looking swaggy because they got a positive.
It's the guys behind the scenes, Greg.
He's the real hero.
Shout out to Greg one time.
So great. So great.
All right, Andre, hit us up.
Okay. I'm looking at like the levels right now. For some reason, there's like this huge spike around 32. I don't know why.
It's probably because I went, oh.
Yeah, that's probably why. We'll clean that up later, Greg. But as for now, all right. It wouldn't be me if I didn't get a little, you know,
oh, God.
A little soft. You know, as great as I am, I don't like to toot my own horn.
Never. Only said three times that you're the best G League player in the world, that you're better than Kevin Durant, and that you're the best GM on NBA 2K.
You know, I would like to think I'm a fairly decent person.
Debatable.
You know? And I'm just sitting here looking at Craig and Ashley. It just makes me mellow on the inside.
Oh, you want a girlfriend, don't you?
I wonder if I will ask my genie for my exact equal. Like as a woman, that will push me to be a better man every single day. Your exact equal, somebody that balances you out.
Okay.
So think about it in those terms.
So you're a perfect match. You would ask the genie for your perfect match.
I hate the idea of like the perfect match. I would just like my equal.
It's a genie. You can ask for the perfect match.
Soulmate, maybe?
I hate that term too, but.
So yes.
Basically.
Yes.
It would just make things better. Just going to leave it there. Imagine you pair that with the R&B universe. Oh, come on, baby. Come on.
What would be her name?
I don't know. Don't matter to me. Shoot.
I know
what her last name going to be. Dab.
I hope it's not Dab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toran.
Yeah, I wish y'all could see me dabbing in the studio.
Well, we're going to let them see it.
Come on. Bang. One more.
So, Dre, we had a conversation a few weeks back about a certain situation that would occur. Yeah. With powder via LeBron James.
No, we're not talking about that.
What happened?
All right, we're going to keep that off the pod?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep that
Ashley
off the pod.
Did you tell Ashley about that?
I don't remember. I'll tell you off the pod. I'll talk.
Oh, no, we were talking. Never mind.
I'll tell you off air. No, I want to know.
No, we already told you.
Remember
we'll tell you off air.
It's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're family friendly, so we're going to stay off of that.
Oh, okay.
Quote unquote. Strong air quotes.
Strong air quotes. Well, we're going up on Medill Report soon, so we're hopefully.
Probably
not. Pending.
One
pending
of us will.
Oh.
The other two will be dead. Ditch.
Woo. Whoa.
Only one can survive.
Oh, man.
That's when you should have your power punchline right there. Bam.
Yeah, that's fair.
How about you kill yourself? Oh, that's a great idea, Greg. To die.
All right, Louis. Wrap it up here. Third and final.
My first two were pretty solid, so it's fine if I get like a one.
Yeah.
For you guys who don't know, who haven't heard, I'm not from here. I'm trying to be from here.
You're trying to be from here?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be an American?
Because like, I could get a job and stay here.
It's not a great time to be an American.
Well, you know what? Maybe, you know what I said in my essay for Northwestern University? I said that I wanted to be part of the change. I said that I came to this country with dreams and hopes. And my fellow Americans, let me tell you something. This, more than ever, is the most crucial time to be a part of the change. We as young adults can change the side of this world and the side of this country and make sure that our fellow Europeans, that our fellow South Americans, that our fellow Russians, maybe not them, maybe fellow North Koreans, probably not them either, maybe our fellow Taiwanese people can understand that we mean good and we want them to be doing better. But we mainly need to be doing better. And I want to be part of this. And that's why I want to become an American, Greg and Ashley. Therefore, Alibaba.
I keep accidentally playing music on my phone.
Give me that citizenship.
I was trying to look for Dave Chappelle's B.I. to like.
Oh, maybe the spike at 32 was when you played that music on your phone. It was the ad or whatever.
You guys just ruined my rant.
I'm sorry, you can continue. I've made lots of mistakes on the show.
There we go. I got him. It's all good.
Did you finish what you were about to say? Like, I just what your wish was?
Alibaba, give me this citizenship.
Just give it to me. Oh, my gosh.
Just
give it to me. This is a waste of a wish.
What you mean?
No. You should change the wish so that you're able to grant.
Oh, now my wish is not good enough?
No,
it's not. That's what my girlfriend
is telling you. You're able to grant citizenship. So you can grant citizenship to yourself and anyone.
No. That's not.
No, just you?
No, there's a system in place.
Oh,
we,
my gosh. Oh, God. Don't go down this hole.
I'm not going down this hole. I'm just saying. I want to get the citizenship, and I will apply for it soon, by the way. So this is like an actual thing.
Can we help you through it?
Yeah, if you want to help me. We should do a pod. Like, when we, like, I know what the next pod is going to be. It's going to be us doing a fake citizenship test.
I'm going to fail.
It doesn't matter. Because Greg had to take it when he was 9. Or 12?
I think it's 12. Yeah, something like that.
Greg had to take it. You've never taken it. I used to take it at lunch to practice. So it's a real thing, my friend.
I'd probably fail it right now if I took it again.
No, but so I would like to do that, but the problem is that that comes with way too many responsibilities. And then you can kind of overpopulate like a whole, like it's kind of a whole mess. So I would be selfish and be like, give me the citizenship. I like that I can stay, I can be doing what I want to do, and I can actually use this really nice master's that I'm getting.
Be my third wish.
No. Screw you, Dre. Okay. Screw you, Dre. You hating on it. You're becoming Greg right now. Okay. Hating on my dreams and hopes. Young fellow American. Screw you.
I'm just glad I'm not 3/5 anymore. Moving forward.
Whoa. Whoa.
Just saying. Oh, did we just become political? Oh.
Whoa, I didn't realize we were going to take these.
Is Dre being liberal?
It's
a disease.
Yeah.
Dre's only here for comedic relief. I didn't realize.
Dre has thoughts and opinions.
What if that was the punchline?
Oh, my God. That'd be awful.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I did have one fun we go around for this question if you want to take this.
God dang, my chest is hot.
So we talked when the cable was on about superpowers. But I'm thinking, I've seen this before. What is, if you, what is one superpower that you would have that is basically not good in a fight? Like, absolutely cannot be used in a fight. You have to pick one superpower. It is your superpower, but it would never be good in a fight under any condition.
Such a great question. Dre. He knows I'm an alpha male. He knows I'm a dog.
You're not an alpha
so
male.
So why in the world would I pick a superpower that's not
you
healthy?
Have
you know
to.
What? Because
no,
a real alpha
no
male, a real alpha male would not look for a fight.
I would have the ability to spawn whatever food I want right
oh,
in front of you.
Oh, my God.
Boom. With the endless appetite
okay, but
as well.
Theoretically, you could use that in a fight because you could just throw the food.
Greg, have you ever been in a fight?
No. Doesn't work.
If someone throws me a chicken wing, I'm fighting that thing. And then I'm fighting. So you can't throw me food. What are you going to throw? Mashed potatoes? Is that going to hurt me?
Nope.
It might hurt your pride.
Peanut
nope.
brittle. You could throw peanut brittle. That might have an effect.
Nope.
Sharpened peanut brittle.
Nope. A frozen steak, however, might hurt. Frozen 32-ounce, woo!
Throwing like discus style.
Pop your forehead. How'd no. you get hurt? Frozen 32-ounce
to the face.
Okay, Greg, you go ahead then, since you...
Oh, no, I have
go.
No idea.
You go.
Go
now.
I go.
I ask the question. So
I have
you
the superpower to give the nicest handshakes ever.
What?
Okay, here's the thing.
It would like make people feel really good or something?
Think about it. No matter who you are, woman... Man, anything. A crisp handshake will make your day better. We've all been in those situations where, like, you don't know. Like, Andre and I, like, we don't know if we're going to dap each other. We don't know if we're going to do firm white male handshake, as I like to call it. We don't know if we're going to bear hug each other. I don't know if Greg is going to give me a fist bump. I don't know if Ashley is going to give me a hug or a handshake. That happened earlier, by the way. But you have the power to just give the people what they want. What they need? Think about it. I go to a job interview, and I just nail the handshake. That person's going to remember me. Damn. Louis, crisp, sharp.
Is it always the same handshake?
No.
See, Greg, that's just an amateur question.
Any handshake ever. I
he
can play with any crowd.
He said you never know what kind of handshake somebody's expecting. So, of course, the handshake he would give would be what they're expecting.
I didn't know if it was
AKA,
a universal handshake.
There is no universal handshake, Gregory.
I love that you said, AKA, therefore.
You know what? And I'm sorry. I would like spawn food, but I'm going to change this. This is for all my
no, brothers. You can't
yes,
change
I
it.
Can. This is for all my brothers out there who understand the struggles of that second week without a haircut. I tell you, the edge up lines get
with
rough.
A perfect haircut the whole time.
What
forever
to maintain the perfect haircut, but also I can change it whenever. Like my head would be looking crisp constantly.
That's sick.
And I'd be saving bread, bro. You saving $25 to $30
yeah.
every 2 weeks.
But you can't. You wouldn't be able to save lives like me.
That's cool.
I shake a hand.
I look good.
Imagine someone is about to commit suicide, and I'm like, "Hey, sir, how you doing today?" and it's just like.
It gives them like hope.
Crisp
and life
handshake,
again.
And they're like, that guy believes in me. I can't let that guy down. Won't jump off the bridge. You're welcome, America.
All I'm saying is I have to wake up and look at myself in the mirror every day.
That we have to wake up and look at you in this every day.
So when
too.
I'm waking up crisp, looking like, looking like, looking like, oh yeah.
But think about
looking
it. You already have your equal woman, whatever.
My haircut has nothing to do with her. I care about me. Like, dude, like, bro, you don't understand. Like, you would have to be a black man to understand, like, how
that
crucial.
That hair grows and that we need to look sharp every day?
No. But, like, how crucial, like, the existence. Because, like, you can get away with it and, like, you
no,
it looks
don't.
Fine. You could get away with it and it looks fine.
I look
fine.
Like a left toe right now.
No, like, I don't notice any difference.
A right thumb. You're right.
But I will say, if I did take you to a black barbershop and you got, like, a crispy edge up line, one, you go back every time. And two, you would be one of the.
Can we go there before my friend's wedding? Do you think that they would line me up nice?
You want to come to Evanston? I mean, my barber in Evanston, he's pretty solid. Shout out my boy Reese. He's pretty solid.
I'll make it work, but I need to know. Like,
but my boy Corey in Virginia Beach?
He's going to make me look crisp.
Bro, look, let me explain something to you. I value my barber, whoever that person is at that point in time, so much in my life. He's an integral part of my life. The statement that a man would likely cheat on a woman before he would cheat on his barber is true. It's crazy, but it's true. especially a black guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruh, I've been home. I remember one time in college. I went home for the weekend. to get a haircut and didn't see my parents. I could have saw my parents. I chose to get a haircut because it was important to me.
You don't deserve any gifts for Christmas.
My boy Will Ellis, he was a roommate with me who at college. We joke with Will because he looks racially ambiguous. Like, he kind of looks like a white dude, but, like, it's, like, weird where, like, he might be kind of black, but you don't really know. He's really just, like, has, like, a little bit of Native American in him, but he would identify as a white guy. We took this brother. He was getting his hair cut at Supercuts. One of those.
How dare he?
Come on, Supercuts. What's the other one? Hair Cuttery. All that. Great clips. They don't care about your head.
No, they have a deadline.
Exactly.
Every 15 minutes, recycle.
I took this brother home to Virginia Beach and got him lined up one time. The brother ain't never stopped going back since. He getting crisp haircuts every weekend. Well, every other weekend. Let me tell you, this is how important a haircut is. I will sit in the barbershop and wait 3 hours. My barber be like, Dre, I got one more before you. And next thing you know, it's 5 casts before me. Am I sitting there pissed off? Yes, but I understand what he's going to give to me at the end of the day. You know who started doing that? That boy Will Ellis. He texted there 2 weeks talking about some, man, I can't believe I was sitting here and waiting in the barbershop for 3 hours. I said, well, get used to it, baby.
Ashley, what would your superpower be that would not be useful in a fight whatsoever?
Probably just to change my appearance. Like, nothing like crazy. Like, but I am very conscious of my height, and I do want to be taller. Also, I like...
Taller than Greg?
Don't do that.
Absolutely.
To Greg.
I like it.
Absolutely.
I like it. I love that.
No. Do you know how many times he's just acting very smart to me and how I wish I could just be like 2 inches taller than him?
Greg, are you disrespecting Ashley?
Hold up, Greg.
Hold the phone here.
Let's unpack this.
Hold the phone here.
What's going on? I'm hot now.
Oh, I've been hot. What's going on here? Yeah. What do you mean, what's going on?
What? You talking crazy to her?
Are you?
I'm not talking anything crazy. I'm just stating the facts that I'm taller than her.
That's disrespectful.
With a K. You know how much it would hurt
Beck.
You know how much it would hurt Greg's soul if you could just like automatically just rise to a height higher than him?
Like you having an argument like, I told you to put the dishes in the kitchen. What are you doing?
What'd you say, honey?
I'm sorry. I'll go back to my room, Ashley. That's scary.
Miss Ashley.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, I also like get my hair dyed a lot, and it would save me so much money if I could just change the color of my hair.
You would never change your face?
Oh, I'd change my face a little bit, yeah. And like a part.
Greg, how do you feel about this?
Oh boy. You would change change everything about yourself.
Yeah. Not like, again, nothing like crazy that gives me any type of superpower. Like, I'm not gonna turn into like 10-foot like.
Just like you could make alterations to your physical appearance.
Exactly. Like anything that's like possible, like on a human, I could like change that.
So basically, I could become the complete opposite of myself, which is a 6'3 light-skinned dude with a jump shot. So Steph Curry.
By the way, so what he was saying is that he's not 6'3". Yeah, he's not a shooter. He's not light-skinned.
Yeah.
He's 5'9". Did I guess that right?
On some days.
So 5'8".
Yeah.
Not light-skinned. I can't.
I'm what's in style right now. That chocolate, baby. With a beard. Move forward.
More like chocolate milk.
This isn't about me, Ashley.
Nah, I was just going to let that go. That was hilarious.
So, yeah, you would make... Okay.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
Great, yeah, Greg. How would you... Like, you come home. Hey, honey, I'm home. And then Ashley does not look like Ashley anymore. Would you like, oh, whoa.
I would have to double check. I'm assuming you'd keep the same voice this whole time, right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my god.
I mean, I could change
imagine?
My voice just like fuck with
hey,
it.
Honey,
like...
room.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
RuPaul? Is that you?
Oh man.
But no, my voice is okay. I'm fine with my
that
voice.
It would keep you on your toes, man.
It would keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
Ultimately, whatever makes you happy is what I have to go with here.
So he's not happy about it, but he's gonna let it slide because he knows he's not gonna win this argument.
I mean, he loves
that's
me regardless.
Right. That is right, because you're a grown, independent woman.
That's right.
And I respect that, with a K as well. I'm sorry, but my handshake superpower is 10 times better than any of you guys.
Yeah, because you don't understand the need for a crisp.
I do understand the need for a crisp haircut. I love crisp haircuts.
Do you know how much it costs to do my hair?
Yeah, for women, I don't even want to, yeah.
No, 103.
That's not even funny.
Yeah, around there.
I know my stuff.
Like cut, color?
That's kind of weird to know when you don't have a girlfriend.
I still know my stuff.
Good for you.
You think this is a game when it comes to hair?
You probably didn't even know Greg.
I don't.
What do we get? So
did Greg do his?
No.
Yeah, I was waiting.
So what are you doing?
All right. Gosh, man. Listen.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be horrible.
As everyone knows.
I wish I had not a wrinkled shirt ever again.
Whoa. His shirt isn't wrinkled.
No, like that's what that would be his wish. Now that his shirt is wrinkled right now.
According to Taylor, I would get some better threats than my Eagles to that.
Taylor talking that smack.
Freaking. That was disrespectful, Taylor.
Greg's going to be like, I wish I could turn to the 76ers mascot whenever.
Why does he sound like a 75-year-old man?
I don't know.
Who's seen some stuff.
No. All right, I love food. Okay, so that's my guy. This has to be food related.
Oh, please tell me it's sushi.
I want the ability. It can be. I want the ability to be able to cook or prep, bake, whatever, any recipe on the first try, perfection. Perfection.
Okay, but what about this, though?
You can use that
though?
In a fight.
No.
You could poison it.
You could use your knife to bake. I mean, when you use a knife to prep the food.
Yep. But I wouldn't
But here's my thing, though. Why don't you use Andre's first superpower that he said, no, I don't want
to. Use it in a fight.
No, spawn food? No, you can't.
Instead, I can use it in a fight.
No. Because
I can
You could spawn
it
any meal you saw. Like, if you see a recipe, snap your finger, food comes in, hot, ready.
I enjoy the making of food.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't realize that you don't
Why
like
are
to
you
cook?
So technically sound?
Why do you...
Why are you such a good just, human being?
There are just some things, Dre, that...
He's flipping his hair.
When you're too technically sound, it's not something you can just take
I'm gonna
away
start calling
someone.
You
I like
Tim
Red
Duncan because you put
better.
Fun in fundamentals.
Oh, my gosh. Red Dead Greg is a time.
Red Dead Greg is so much better.
Red Dead Greg has anger management issues.
Greg reached maximum dishonor last night, Orange.
Hey, Dre, pops up on my screen, I have maximum dishonor. Yo, what'd you get for that? I don't know, but I'm popping these guys now.
I started to chase after it, too. But no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
So you would do the baking and the prepping? And
I would
the...
do all that stuff. Yeah, man.
No, that, okay.
That's part of it.
It's just like, it does time is limited. Joy. It is fun. Like, I like doing it on the weekends when I have nothing going on, but it is like a...
Well, there's the thing. If you know quicker stuff to make, like, during the week when you're not... I'm still making perfect
so
things.
So, you see the recipe, right?
Yeah.
Would you have to go buy the ingredients as well, or can you just, like, spawn the ingredients before baking it?
There's a question. If I'm able to put that into it where I can spawn the ingredients and then make everything, that would be ideal.
That'd be better? Okay. I can rock with it. Would you still invite us over to eat?
Well, absolutely. No. Okay. You know how many meals I can make for friends perfectly? True. You know how much money you guys would save if I could do this?
Yeah, because you could spawn the ingredients.
I could just spawn everything.
Bro, we could just...
I'd be living with you.
We'd be set.
Louis, we could definitely, like, kidnap him and enslave him and make him make wheels.
That's so smart. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Don't listen.
If anyone's enslaving him to cook for them, it's me.
So we enslave her, too.
Both of them. Yeah. One for breakfast, one for dinner. Money. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
We'll make her his muse in the cell.
That's right.
Wait, why does he need a muse if he does it perfectly every time anyway?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. That's just evil before. We're going to kill Max first.
Yo.
Max will be distracted.
He will be a part of the first dish.
Yo.
Cooked to perfection. What are you guys talking about?
If you have a perfectly cooked cat, deep...
Not
wouldn't
Max.
Know.
Not Max.
What if you wouldn't know? Because you probably wouldn't know because it'd be so good.
I would know because Max wouldn't be there.
But what if you're like, oh, he probably went on his run.
His run?
Late evening jog.
Do you think that fat cat runs?
No.
Unless there's food. Seen it.
Fair?
Yeah.
Seen it.
So, hold up.
He is a Garfield.
So if Greg comes in one night with a pan... But like Max with an apple in his mouth. And he's like, don't worry about what this is. Just try it. Yes, it's a cat. I know you haven't seen Max in a while, but he's at the vet. You try. Oh, this is delicious. By the way, that was Max.
I wouldn't try it.
No, you're already eating it at this point.
No. You can't take away my free will here. Like.
Okay, quick question for the
debatable.
Round. Debatable. Quick question for the round. What would be the one food you would try to eat that's like not really... You're not supposed to eat. So, like, cats, dogs. If you had to try one. Not that you want to try one.
That I'm not supposed to eat?
Like.
That's, like, taboo
It feels
in
wrong.
America?
And, yeah, like, I don't know. Dog's balls. or an example. So like, if you had to try one of like the taboo or you know, forbidden food, what would it be?
Forbidden food.
Probably try a horse. I guess people eat that.
Mm, I've never heard anybody eat
not in America. No.
All right, I'll try that then.
Like deep fried a little bit. Little seasoning,
you know.
Little Cajun seasoning.
Come on now,
that don't be alright. Little horse nuggets.
Ooh, McDonald's, you got a new deal.
I've tried gator nuggets before.
One of those solid ones. Was it solid?
Yeah, it was pretty solid. It's pretty solid. Huh. My aunt forced me to get it. She was like, "Don't be."
She forces a lot of things on.
Yeah, oh, she does. She was like, yeah. "No, you gotta try this." So I tried it, and I'm like, "Oh, this is great. Do you want to try some?" She's like, "No. I just wanted you to try it."
What did she send you in the mail the other day that you completely didn't need? What was it?
She sent me a casserole pot. I was just like, I was not expecting any more packages, and I get this big box. I'm just like, what am I going to make? I'm not in the market for making casseroles on a broke grad student budget. I'm not going to be making a bunch of casseroles. I don't see myself. I appreciate you very much so for sending that package. It was great. I love you.
She's if you so don't awesome. Want it, I'll take it.
I definitely eat. I don't know. I'm really quite sure.
Then what did you say? I definitely eat. If you didn't know.
I have no idea. I just.
I would try a horse and I'd try an owl.
I feel like owl might be magically delicious.
Magically?
Oh, I didn't.
Tell me you don't think of magic when you hear of owl.
Yes, Lucky Charms is also.
I might as well try bald eagle then. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Bump it. Since we're throwing out all the rules in America now, we might as well just eat bald eagle too. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, the symbolism behind that.
Since cats can get, you know, signed to a squad after a domestic abuse charge, but taking a knee is a
okay. All righty. Why are you getting so political this morning? Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
This is what we record. This is what we record in the afternoon.
See, we did. So, bro, imagine a nice deep fried bald eagle, bro.
You fire.
Come on, baby.
Why are they all deep fried?
Because what doesn't taste better deep fried, Greg?
I don't know.
You tell me what doesn't taste better deep fried. What is a mozzarella stick without it being deep fried? It's just a stick of mozzarella cheese.
It's not. I mean,
it's still pretty good. It's good, but when you throw the deep fry around,
come on now.
Come on, baby. What's wrong with guy? You eating some dry baked chicken breast or a deep fried chicken breast?
I'll tell you what's better, not deep fried, bananas.
Okay, debatable. Yeah, you're right.
No, not debatable. It's a fact.
I like how he didn't say. Yeah, you're right. It's debatable. Yeah,
but, it's a fact. Yeah. It's a fact. Now, fried apple? I don't know.
I never had that. That might be all right.
Might be good. Ashley, what would be the food that you try?
This is like such a bad question for me. Like I had duck one time and I felt bad about that.
The duck is fire.
Like, it was okay, but, like, I just felt bad about it. When I was a kid, my mom actually, like, tricked me into eating sand shark, if that counts.
Was that good?
I'd say.
It tasted like chicken, because they told me, they're like, yeah, it's chicken, and that's why I eat it. And then they're like, it's like, it's sand shark. I was like, oh.
That's kind of cool.
But it was like,
you can say you ate a shark.
Yeah, I can say that.
I feel like I need to eat something adorable to crush everybody's soul and spirit. Like,
a minion.
No.
Minions aren't cute.
I love them.
What? Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to Lame Violation because Audrey Turan is about to cross the line. We'll see you later in the week with Louie via telephone. So that's going to be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley, sorry. I will never cut you off again.
You're a
queen. We want to thank you again for coming on. Greg, you are lucky to have her in your life. Aww. Tell her that you love her and that you'll never leave her side right now or this pod will be officially canceled.
Propose to her now.
I love you and I will never leave your side.
No pressure.
You heard it here first. We have a proposal on Lame Violation. Bump it.
Thanks, guys.
Well, once again, I'm Audrey Turan. Thank you for my co-host, Greg Bolivar Melo, Louis Ricard, Ashley.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Don't know her last name.
Ashley. Greg's girlfriend.
But listen to it next time. It's going to keep getting better, man. We crossed a lot of lines today, especially me. So forgive me, but don't. Goodbye.